Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 4, 2025. There's nothing new on the trash haulers' strike front, and Salem firefighters do another good deed on a Saturday. Sunny, low 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:18 p.m. Gloucester Times reports that as the labor dispute between trash hauler Republic Services, Inc. and striking waste collection workers of Teamsters Local 25 enters a second month, Republic says it's working hard to continue service. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga has this update.
Hi, this is Mayor Greg Verga with an update on the recycling and trash situation during the ongoing Republic Services labor stoppage. The Department of Public Works will continue operating a temporary recycling drop-off site at the DPW yard located at 28 Poplar Street. This site will be open Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Please note that this service is for residential use only, no commercial drop-offs. DPW staff will be on site to assist and help things run smoothly. Reminder, do not arrive until 12 noon. If you can, please consider offering help to neighbors, especially seniors or anyone without transportation who might need help getting their recycling to the site. Please do not leave your recycling at the curb, as curbside collection of recycling is not happening at this time. As a reminder, curbside trash pickup is continuing on the normal schedule. Be sure to have your trash out to the curb by 7 a.m. on your usual collection day. Please give crews until 5 p.m. on your scheduled collection day to collect your trash. If your trash is missed, please wait until 5 p.m. to report the missed collection to C-Click Fix. Republic will return the following day to complete pickup. Although the city is not part of the labor negotiations between Republic Services and Teamsters Local 25, I do remain in regular contact with Republic and continue to push them to meet their service responsibilities to Gloucester's residents. As always, thanks to everyone for their patience and understanding throughout the situation. And once again, a big thank you to our DPW team for going above and beyond. Thanks again, and take care. Hi, this is Mayor Greg Verga with an update on the recycling and trash situation during the ongoing Republic Services labor stoppage. The Department of Public Works will continue operating a temporary recycling drop-off site at the DPW yard located at 28 Poplar Street. This site will be open Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Please note that this service is for residential use only, no commercial drop-offs. DPW staff will be on site to assist and help things run smoothly. Reminder, do not arrive until 12 noon. If you can, please consider offering help to neighbors, especially seniors or anyone without transportation who might need help getting their recycling to the site. Please do not leave your recycling at the curb, as curbside collection of recycling is not happening at this time. As a reminder, curbside trash pickup is continuing on the normal schedule. Be sure to have your trash out to the curb by 7 a.m. on your usual collection day. Please give crews until 5 p.m. on your scheduled collection day to collect your trash. If your trash is missed, please wait until 5 p.m. to report the missed collection to C-Click Fix. Republic will return the following day to complete pickup. Although the city is not part of the labor negotiations between Republic Services and Teamsters Local 25, I do remain in regular contact with Republic and continue to push them to meet their...
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To save it, press 9. To mark this message as unread, press 9-1. For more on...
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. In the Salem News, Michael McHugh reports it was a Saturday morning, yet off-duty Salem firefighters worked like they were still on the job. The 15 firefighters and their families spent their morning assembling 10 beds for children in need through a partnership with A Bed for Every Child, an initiative of the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless. The Salem Fire Department made a donation of $3,500 for the cost of the lumber, hardware, mattresses, and delivery of materials to the department's headquarters. There, the firefighters sanded and assembled the beds before they were taken back to the warehouse for quality control before being delivered to families in need. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Matt Petry reports in the Newburyport Daily News. Newburyport and Amesbury were among 43 Massachusetts communities to earn a 2025 Housing Choice Community designation from the Healy-Driscoll administration after meeting necessary housing production benchmarks. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon called the announcement exciting news for the city. The Housing Choice Initiative provides designated municipalities with exclusive access to the Housing Choice Grant Program and additional benefits through partner programs across multiple state agencies. It's administered by the Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities in collaboration with state and regional partners. Amesbury Mayor Cassandra Gove called the designation a testament to the work of local staff, boards, and residents. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Newburyport Junior Legion team won the American Legion Massachusetts State Championship over the weekend. Their win over Weymouth advances them to the Northeast Regionals, where they will play Rhode Island on Friday. The Newburyport team is coached by Michael Quinn. Matt Williams of the Salem News has a feature story today on Swampscott's Pierce Friedman, who turned in a strong pitching performance on the Cape Saturday after completing his season with the North Shore Navigators. Friedman carried a no-hitter into the seventh inning in his first game in the prestigious Cape Cod Baseball League. Friedman graduated from Swampscott High School in 2022. The Red Sox swept a three-game series with the Astros this past weekend. The Sox have moved into second place in the American League East and are now three games out of first. Boston opens a series at home tonight against the Kansas City Royals. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.